what it's all about. It's about impacting a lot of people so they can use their gift and serve, use it in a purpose and serve the world. And when you serve the world becomes a better place, they become better people. Well, people are always asking, why aren't people being so good? Or why is the world moving in a way that a lot of people
it's moving
the way that's going down? But I think the problem is not with fixing the world. The problem is fixing the individual. Getting the individual to realize their gift and purpose when they use it in that level of service.
Yeah, so back to the frequency. So this is the frequency symbols you're talking about?
Yeah. It's you can see already, open arm. Come on to me, you open arm, come.
Give
come,
me a hug.
Come get some results, man. Stop sitting around your house depressed, looking left and right, feeling like life is against you. Life is not against you. Come
life
get some results,
boy.
So the man's open arm, and you're seeing some frequency, some vibration. Albert Einstein actually came to a realization that everything vibrates and nothing rests. This is actually one of the laws of the universe. That everything vibrates and nothing rests. If you want to check
everything
it out,
everything vibrates but nothing.
Put your
rests.
Ears against anything and you'll hear a certain level of vibration. It's always consistently moving.
It's saying something, sure.
Yeah, man. And so this actually is something we should have been taught from a young age. We should have been taught that everything moves and nothing rests. And that changes.
Why is that important?
Ask the question. Ask the question.
Yeah, it's like, so you're saying that we should have been taught that from what exactly should we have been taught that Einstein was saying vibration?
Well, by understanding that everything vibrates and nothing rests, we actually start to realize that there's things happening above and beyond what we can actually see with the naked eye. And there's a whole system that's taking place. And Nikola Tesla said that this, if you really want to understand it, right, you got to look at it in terms of frequency, vibration, and energy. Those are the three, bro. And if you're from a religious background, energy is the spirit. That's really it. And so when you start looking at life from those three point of view, you start to realize there's a lot of things going on, man. There's a lot of things going on that.
So like so basically everyone's been saying the same thing. Let it be a religious, let it be a scientist, let it be a farmer, let it be a cook, let it be whoever you are. But like when you reach a certain level or status, you begin to understand that's the oneness you're trying to speak.
100%, man.
And that's why, I guess you said that's why you branched out from any group or anything that like says this one, this the way.
Yeah.
You're not saying this the way. You're basically saying come. Discover your gift. Find your way.
You.
We're not giving you a way. We're helping you find your way.
That's the one, man.
That's the one.
Come find your way.
Yeah, like, we're not telling you, like, we're not promoting a way. We're saying, come find your way. Come find you. Come understand who you are, right? I guess
That's the story.
That's the story.
Come understand you. There's no point of me trying to tell you.
That's what this frequency is saying. Come find you.
100%. And so it's a man with open arm, dressed very nice in the suit. That shows you this man is serious, man. He's about to get the job.
He's very professional.
Yeah, and he's
vibrating. Is that what the tie represents? Like the excellence? Is it what tie represents?
Excellence, man. We're doing this with excellence. This company is going to be running excellence. It could also be a one. The oneness.
Wow. Didn't see that one.
So is the man that has united everything into one.
Ooh.
Outputting a certain level of frequency to the universe about themselves. So he's actually speaking in a podium. You can see this. It's like a mic kind of thing.
But it's also like a podium.
Yeah.
And like this can be the microphone head, but it can also be a chat, like a voice.
100%. So it's multiple messages embedded in here.
Let us know in the comments what you see. What's your message? Like how do you interpret this?
You know one of those pictures that they ask people, what do you see? And people can see multiple things.
This is
essentially it, right? Because
like, what stands out to you the most, you know?
100%.
Yeah.
Because this is actually what it's saying. And the funny thing is this. This is the message of perception also.
Mm.
Life really is what you see. It's not about what I see and all the messages hidden here. There's so many hidden messages in this logo.
Yeah, and that's your way of finding it. Let us know about your specific way of finding
what can you see, and what you can see tells me about you.
Basically, yeah, it helps us identify and helps you understand who you are as well and what you think and what you want.
Yeah, 100%. And also, this was also laid out this way because of my vision. So,
you get some trippy vision, my friend. Let me know how you got this.
One here was when I was first really getting started. I had this transcendental experience where I was very suicidal back then. And
that's pretty powerful, man. Yeah, I'm not sure we can skip it. Suicidal, wow, okay.
Bro,
you, Mr. Benisha.
I think we need
Mr.
to play.
Mr. Middle name, I can't pronounce it. Right, Joel Benisha.
I think we need to plan another
your personal
podcast, a personal
interview.
How I got him, man.
Give us more likes, give us more money. We'll get him on a personal one. Don't worry about it, people. But yeah, continue.
Hey, if we get some shares, if we get some likes, some subscribers, I'll talk about myself. I'll tell you how I got here.
Alright. I'm pretty sure a lot of people be keen for that.
Hey, share some love, man. If you guys are enjoying the content and what it's all about, give us some love so we know we gotta give more.
That's the only way. Joel, we all understand. Is like you guys really want this, like you know, we're not just doing this for like pasta. We really know if it's really affecting you guys, engaging you guys. You know,
that's 100%. So, I'll skip all the process from suicide and so forth. But I'll tell you that in my story. But what happened is I had a vision. A crazy vision, right? And I zoned out, right? I remember zoning out for 3 or 4 hours.
Yes.
And I was on a stage. And you can see it from this picture as well. I was on a stage. And I was wondering about my purpose. And a man tapped me on my shoulder and said, Joel, you want to know what you were created for? You were created for the people. And this man gives me a microphone. And he says, speak. And I take the microphone and I remember looking around and seeing 80,000 people in a stadium. And hey, that's the RCTV stadium. It's coming up. We're building that, man. It's coming up. We got some big visions.
I was the guy who gave the microphone. But hey. Stadium.
Right.
A stadium.
And we're speaking to a multitude of people, man, lining up left, right, and center. And
it's not new because people have already, you've already talked to people. RCTV has held a few events and stuff as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, we have.
And it has talked to people as well. So the message is already out there, okay?
The message is already out there, but we're gonna scale up. Mm-hmm. We're gonna impact more and more people. Mm-hmm. And this is what it's all about. It's about impacting a lot of people so they can use their gift and serve, use it in the purpose and serve the world. And when you serve the world becomes a better place, they become better people. Well, people are always asking, why aren't people being so good? Or why is the world moving in a way that a lot of people
it's moving
the way that's going down? But I think the problem is not with fixing the world. The problem is fixing the individual. Getting the individual to realize their gift and purpose when they use it in that level of service. Man.
It sounds very beautiful when you say
it. It would be such a shift, bro. It would be such a shift. People would actually be glad and grateful to be alive. There's a lot of people that are ungrateful right now. There's a lot of ungratefulness and
complaints. It's like because we haven't, you know, I'm a young guy, so it's like I haven't seen life yet. You know, it's like
I haven't
experienced much. So you're right. I think you're right. It's like find my way, find my individuality, find our individuality, and it's like. And that's pretty powerful as well, because understanding that like you alone can walk. I guess that sounds scary, you know what I'm saying? Like you dictate, like it's the you factor.
Yeah, feeling both. That's another topic of its own. People not feeling like they're not good enough to dictate that.
We got a lot of stuff coming up.
We got so much
content. But right now, we just want to talk about. Right now, I know you got a lot of things you want to share to the people that you've been holding in, man.
So
I know they're keen, I know I'm keen, I know I'm hoping you guys are keen. There's more and more content that's going to come soon, but right now we want to talk about the symbol, the colors, what reality creation is all about, why it's important, what we're doing, why we're making these videos, what's the use of this information and everything. And that was the whole point, I think, about this message that we were trying to send. So, do you want to say something to... and the people. And if there is any more further questions that you guys want to understand about Reality Creation TV or anything any further, let them know where they can contact us. So, like, you know, contact you, anyone, any of the team. Just let us know with any platform.
So, we've got a generic email address that you can reach out to, which is admin@realitycreationtv.com. So go ahead and shoot us an email if you want us to run some workshops for you guys, you want us to run some sessions for you guys or whatsoever, we can arrange something. Other than that, you can find us, we've got a YouTube channel, which is Reality Creation TV. We've got a Facebook page, Reality Creation TV. We've got an Instagram page, also Reality Creation TV. And now we've got TikTok also, so we're riding that new wave of the millennials, bro. We're gonna hook them up, bro. You gotta hook them up. These are the millennials, man. You gotta hook them up. So, we've got a fair bit of platforms. And so, these videos would be going on YouTube and you will see some stuff on Instagram, but also on Spotify and Apple Music.
So, streamers on there. But streamers. Yeah, all these links will obviously be in the description below.
100%.
And you guys can access that. But, you know, definitely like, subscribe, share, do whatever you want with this. But hey, definitely like, you know.
You gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Yeah, like, keep it in the day. It's all about love. It's all about, you know, spreading awareness, being, you know, peace. Like, we're not coming in hostile.
Yeah.
Be you. Yeah. Be free.
That's what it's supposed to be. Well, that's not supposed to be.
Yeah. That's the whole point. But you finding you and discovering you. Take your time. Do you. Yeah, that's the whole point. But we'll be here definitely supporting you. Definitely engaging, letting you know, like, yo, the world may seem heavy, life may seem here, but yo, we are here to give you that support system that you may need in your life, that will be necessary, you know.
Hey,
that's the whole point.
Whoever you are, you're not alone.
Yeah,
whatever you're going through, there's millions and trillions of people that have gone through the same thing. Your story might be different, but at the core, we all know what you're going through. So reach out to us, man. Reach out to us. Don't be afraid. Reach out to us. Send us a message on Facebook. Whatever you're going through, man, we're going to sort it out for you, man. We're going to help you create a new reality.
Yeah, and it's all about the privacy. It's all about that. And it's about the intimacy. We understand. So it's a very big thing, you know, taking that step to be like, I need help.
It is.
Once you do that, everything else just becomes a bit more easier and easier. But it's just
there's no shame. There's no shame.
There's no shame in the name. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, yeah, there's no shame.
Bro, it's a double-edged sword anyway, man. You don't reach out because you feel a certain level of shame. And then you're suffocating on the inside, so you feel condemned. So, like, you may as well free yourself from condemnation and get yourself free and create a new relation, a new create a new
reality.
I don't know, I'm getting stuck, man.
See your hype, my brother. I'm on hype, man.
Create a new reality for yourself so you can actually become an impactful person, not only for your life.
And for the people who believe in arts and stuff. There's a friend, there's a guy, actually, he's your friend, who told me this. He said, like, with in certain situations when, you know, it's like, that gets him a bit anxious, you know, a big decision. He's like, he weighs the odds. He sits there and he thinks about, what happens, statistically speaking, if I don't do this? What do I gain? What do I lose?
Yeah.
And he analyzes it like that. And he realizes in this situation, he removes all emotion.
Yeah.
He removes everything.
Yeah.
He basically looks at it logically and being like, if I do this, I have more gain than loss. I have more profit than loss. Or the loss and profit are evened out. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes when you're making decisions that may seem very emotional to you, sometimes just put it away. Become logical and try to embrace that. It may be easier. But yeah, definitely stay tuned. More content coming your way. I don't know what else to say. I'm your host, Raven Planary, and our guest, or the man himself, Joel Panisha. Thank you very much, people. Peace.
You enjoyed our content? Thank you. If you want more, follow us on Spotify, YouTube, Instagram, and our website for more. If you love what we do, support us on Patreon, Subscribestar, Crypto, and all links in the description below. Hey, RCTV, peace out.